This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Educators at Douglas County High School say some students won't be able to attend graduation. That's after Douglas County High School officials moved the ceremony to the Air Force Academy campus outside Colorado Springs. The military base requires a military ID, passport, or driver's license to enter. Educators say that will likely shut out some undocumented students and their families from the graduation celebration. The trial for the 2021 King Soopers shooter in Boulder is now set for September. Defense attorneys asked a judge today for a long delay, but the judge only granted a month. Erica Mahoney's father was among the 10 people killed. Outside today's hearing, she says she waited a long time for this trial.
When she said September, that's when I could really start to cry. It was just like we could breathe for the first time in a while. It's funny the things that you become grateful for. But I'm grateful to know that this is moving forward.
The alleged shooter has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. People in the Denver metro area may hear sirens blaring around 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. You shouldn't be too concerned. Local safety officials will be testing the all-hazard alert system, which has recently undergone some changes. The system previously sounded only when a tornado was imminent. Now it will go off to warn people of other dangerous situations as well, such as wildfires, hazmat disasters, and mass shootings in progress. This week's test will be triggered from an off-site location. Officials hope the system will be quicker and easier. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.